Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Luna's Bedtime Story. I'm Luna. 各位爸爸妈妈和小朋友们晚上好，欢迎收听不知不觉读完一本书睡前故事。我是 Luna。 今晚我们继续阅读来自牛津阅读书的故事 The East of the Sun, The West of the Moon， 太阳的东边和月亮的西边。这个故事来自牛津阅读书 Traditional Tales 传统故事的第九阶，适合六到八岁的中国小朋友阅读。同样的，在阅读之前，我们先一起学一学今天的五个关键词 Keywords。 Keyword 1 Hag Hag丑陋的老太婆，童话故事里出现的善良的老婆婆，一般都是这个词 ，hag。Keyword number two, swept, swept。它的动词原形是 sweep， 意思是扫除或者指被大风卷走。Swept。Keyword number three, gloomy, gloomy, gloomy. 意思是非常灰暗，让人觉得很昏暗的地方。Keyword number four, dozed, dozed. 它的动词原形是 doze， 意思是小睡、打盹。特别是指在白天的午睡。Keyword number five, sneered, sneered. 它的动词原形是 sneer， 意思是嘲笑、讥讽。还记得上周的故事吗 ？Ashred 遇见了一位王子，可是他却不小心把魔法蜡烛的蜡滴在了王子的衬衣上，所以王子被邪恶的巨人抓走，关在自己的城堡里。他的城堡在太阳的东边和月亮的西边。 Astrid 决定要去救出王子，他怎么才能到达太阳的东边和月亮的西边呢？我们一起来听一听今天的故事。因为今天 Luna 的声音有点哑哑的，所以我们请外教大胡子老师来替我们读今天的故事。你们准备好了吗？我们和大胡子老师一起阅读吧。
Chapter 5, Three Hags. Next morning, the prince and the castle had vanished. So had all of Astrid's fine clothes.Dressed in her old rags, she set off at once. East of the sun and west of the moon, she said. Somebody must know where Longnose lives. She walked and walked and walked. At last, on top of a high mountain, she met an old hag. I've never heard of Longnose, the old hag said. You'd better ask my big sister.Who lives on the next mountain. Here, take this golden apple to bring you good luck. Thank you, Astrid said. The old hag's sister was no help at all. I've never heard of Longnose, she said. You'd better ask my other sister, who lives on the next mountain. Here, take this golden comb to bring you good luck.Thank you, Astrid said. But the third old hag shook her head as well. I've never heard of Longnose, she said. My sisters were silly to send you. Here, take this golden spinning wheel to bring you good luck. Thank you, Astrid said. Now she was all alone again, with a golden apple, a golden comb, and a golden spinning wheel to carry. Chapter 6, Four Winds. East of the sun and west of the moon, Astrid cried. Does nobody know where I can find Long Nose? I do, hissed the East Wind. Can you take me there, sir? Astrid asked eagerly. Only if my brothers help me, Astrid. The West Wind, the South Wind, and the North Wind. Please, Astrid begged. So the East Wind swept her into the air. She flew from wind to wind, east to west, to south to north, over hills and seas and forests. Then the North Wind set her down. Thank you, winds, said Astrid. But where is it you've lifted me? East of the sun and west of the moon, the North Wind smiled. This is where Long Nose lives. Goodbye, waved Astrid as he gusted off. Chapter 7, Long Nose. Astrid was standing by the biggest and gloomiest castle she'd ever seen. Long Nose was looking down from a high window. Hello, Astrid, she cackled. Are you looking for the prince? Give me the golden apple, and I'll let you see him. Take it, Astrid said quickly. Inside the castle, she found the prince in a deep, deep sleep. He was holding an empty silver cup. Was that a magic drink? Astrid wondered. If it was, I'll never wake him. The prince slept all night long. The next day, Astrid offered Long Nose the golden comb. It'll be yours forever, she said, if you'll let me visit the prince again. Why not? Sniffed Long Nose. I shall keep him fast asleep until our wedding day. So it was a magic drink in the silver cup. That night, while the prince dozed, Astrid made a tiny hole in the cup. This time, I want to spill some magic, she said. It's the only way to wake him. Long Nose is so greedy. I'll give her the golden spinning wheel for one last visit. Long Nose agreed at once. What do I care? She said. Tomorrow the prince and I will be married. At bedtime, Long Nose didn't spot the tiny hole as she filled the silver cup. Nor did she spot the magic drink leaking out. Later, after Long Nose had gone, it was easy for Astrid to wake the prince. Astrid, the prince exclaimed, have you come to save me? If I can, Astrid said. But how do we get rid of Long Nose? With a test of true love, said the prince. The winner will be the one who can clean the magic wax from my shirt. That's the person I'll marry. Chapter 8, The Test. At first, Long Nose was very cross, but she was far too proud to say no to the test. Anybody can wash a shirt, she sneered. Bring me a tub, some soap, and a scrubbing brush. Long Nose had spoken much too soon. The harder she scrubbed, the blacker the shirt became. In the end, she screeched, help me, trolls. Every troll in the castle came running, but the shirt got blacker and blacker. Stop scrubbing, Long Nose yelled. Let Astrid try. How can a girl like her beat trolls like us? With true love, that's how. Astrid dipped the prince's shirt in some cool, clear water. Instantly, it was as white as snow again. Longnose and her team of trolls were beaten. They were never seen again, not even east of the sun and west of the moon. Everybody else was invited to the royal wedding. Family, friends, the three hags, and the four winds as well. Afterwards, the gold and silver castle appeared again, and Astrid and the prince went back to their home. They lived happily ever after. What can be more magical than that?
好了，今天的故事你们听明白了吗？试着回答下面几个问题，来帮助你们回顾今天的故事。第一个问题，在救王子的路上， Astrid 先遇到了三位老婆婆， Three Hags， 他们分别送给了 Astrid 什么呢？第二个问题， Astrid 又遇到了四个风Four winds， 他们的名字分别是什么呢？第三个问题， Astrid 找到了巨人的城堡，见到了王子，可是王子却因为喝了巨人的魔法酒 Magic Wine 一直沉睡不醒。 Astrid 想了一个什么办法呢？第四个问题，最后王子想出了一个方法，来公平地决定谁可以和他结婚，是什么方法呢？最后一个问题，最后是谁嫁给了王子呢？我们今天的故事就说到这里，别忘了试着复述一遍这个故事，你可以用自己的语言，甚至是用肢体动作。你也可以把自己复述的故事用语音留言的方式留言给 Luna 和大胡子老师。现在晚安吧。 Good night and sweet dreams.